Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh that in the Mishnah it says if the Mavui is Lamala Mechof Amo, it's Psula. And Rav said the Machloikis was Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, where do you learn out the Din Pesach from? That the Rabbanan said the Shem Pesach is from the Ulam, is from the Hechel, and the Hechel was 20 Yamas high, so anything 20 Yamas high is still called a Pesach, therefore the Rabbanan said it could be Matra Mavui with the Lechio with the Kaira. And Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the Ulam, that even though it was 40 Yamas high, it's still called a Pesach. That was the Machloikis. That's the way Rav learned the Machloikis. For the Gemara now, Elo Meyata, if you're learning out the way Rav learns, you're learning out from the Heichol, Leitahani Leyamaltra. If the Kaira is above 20 Yamas high, it should be possible B'chol Eifanim, and an Amaltra should not help. And we'll soon see later, the Gemara explains that Amaltra is a new matter. Even though the Kaira is Lamala Michof Amo, if you have a Maltero, those are beams like coming out on the side. And the kids of the side is that people are mistakel at it. People look at the Maltero, so since they look at these lower beams, they'll also look at the Kaira above. So therefore, if you have an Maltero coming out on the sides, there's a din later that even though the Kaira is Lamala Michof, still it's kosher. Now the kasher is, Rav says, why does the Rabbanan say only until 20 Yamas is kosher? Because they learn out from the Heichel. Now the Heichel itself had an Amaltra. It had beams going on top of the Heichel. There were Amaltras coming out. So the more of our Filu Hochi, Esre Mamo Hu Degvoya, and still we say from the Heichel it's only kosher 20 Yamas high. More than 20 Yamas is possible. Now the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Midos, Chomeish al matroyos shel milo hoyo al gabov zula malamizu. At the entrance of the heichol, going into the heichol, on top of the heichol, there were like five beams going on top of the heichol. We have this in picture number on the first page, picture five. That the heichol and ulam on top of the heichol, there were five beams going across on top of the heichol. This is called an amaltria. That's the way the heichol looked. Yeah. The Tnan is the Mishnah in Midas, that Chomesh Amaltrios, five sticks, came out across on top of the heichol, Shelmila. It was made from special wood. Rashi says, Shelmila eats, Shegdilim by Milan, Veimafotsim, have gallnut water comes out of it. Ovaloshin glass. Alright, it's a special type of wood, special type of cedar wood. Hoyo Agabov, Zula Malamizu, Vizula Malamizu, each board going across on top of the heichol was one on top of the other, five boards going on top of the heichol. So what's the kasha? That even though the heichol had a maltrius going on top of it, still was saying if the kaira is more than 20 amas high, it's possible, because it's not called a pesach. A pesach is only until 20. More than 20 is not called a pesach. Now the kasha is later we're going to learn that if you have a kaira, even though it's lamala michof amo, still it's kosher when it has an amaltrio. Now according to Rav, that shouldn't be. Because Rav says we learn out the Shem Pesach from the Heichel. The Heichel was only 20 Amos high. Now anything more than 20 was saying it's possible. I swear it has an Amaltrio. The Heichel had Amaltrios on top of it. So if you can tell me whenever you have Amaltrios, a Mavi is kosher, even though the Kur is Lamala Michof, you can't learn that out from the Heichel then. Because since the Heichel had on top of it Amaltrios, why do we say only till 20 is kosher and more than that is possible? No, it should even be kosher Lamala Michof, according to Rav. So the more of a high my tiyufta, what kind of tiyufta is this? Dilma ki tanya hi the amaltroyis beulam tanya. Maybe that the Mishnah in Midoy says that there were amaltroyis on top of the heichol, it doesn't mean the heichol, it was on top of the ulam. So Mela Rav said that the Rabbonin learn out the shear from the heichol, not from the ulam. The heichol is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's only high 20 amas. And not from the Ulam, which was high 40 Yamas. So maybe the Mishnah Midas says that there were Amaltrius on top, that only means the Ulam had Amaltrius on top. But Enach Nami, maybe the Heichel did not have Amaltrius on top. Therefore it's good that anything above 20 Yamas is possible, and we learn it out from the Heichel, and the reason why the Heichel is possible more than 20, because there were no Amaltrius on top. So the Gemara name, the Gemara Tanya, Dilma Kitani, the Amaltrius to Ulam Tanya. So the more of a high my kusha, what kind of kasher is this? Dilma tavnes heichol ke tavnes ulam. The tavnes of the heichol was the same thing like the ulam. Heis dilma tavnes heichol ke tavnes ulam. The same way that on top of the ulam it had the amaltrios, Huwadin on top of the entrance to the Heichol, there was also Amaltiris. So it's still Shver. That Avada on top of the Heichol, there were five beams going across on top of the Heichol. So there were Amaltiris on top of the Heichol. And still was saying that anything Gavoya higher than 20 Amis is not called a Pesach. Is the question, why not? Since it has Amaltiris, it should be kosher even higher up. Now here's the kasha really. Here the kasha starts. Aloma, why? Omer Rabbi Loi. Omer Rav. That Rabbi Loi, Omer Rav says, Alocha Leda, Rochova, Rochbo, Dalit. If the Kaira, the beam that's being mati the Movi, going across the entrance of the Movi, if it's Dalit Tfochim wide, then the Alocha is Afal Pi Shein Abriya. Even though it's not a strong Kaira, still is kosher. Because we'll see the halacha later, that they were matra mavi with a kaira. We're saying like in picture one, when you have the entrance, you have a beam going across on top, a kaira is matra, the halacha is later, the kaira has to be strong. It has to have strength to hold up a brick. If it can't hold up a brick, the svar is then that the wind will just throw it away. It's not called a good hecker. It has to have strength to it, the board has to be strong, it could hold up a brick. But Rabbi Loi says that's only if the kaira is not wide dalat tvachim. But once the kaira is wide dalat tvachim, then even though it's very weak, it's not strong, still it's kosher. Roch b'amarav, roch b'dalat, if it's wide dalat tvachim, afal pi shein abriya, even though it's not strong, still it's kosher. And another loch he said was, v'yem yesh lo amaltro, if by the entrance of the Movi, there are maltras, we'll see later exactly what it means. There are beams going out on the side of the entrance of the Pesach to the Movi. Afilu gavoya yoisa meyetzrim amo. Ein atzorach lamayit. This is Rabbi Loi's halacha. That even though the entrance, the Pesach to the Movi, is more than 20 amos high, and you're putting the kaira on top of the entrance, so really the kaira now is more than 20 amos high, still the din is kosher. Our Mishnah says Yemayit it's possible. There's an afkamina if you have a maltrus, if you don't have an maltrus. We'll soon see later the Hezber. And a maltrus means there are certain beams coming out on the side, and the swari is that people are mistakel at it. People look at the maltrus. So once they start looking at the maltrus, the male, the leaf will look higher up, and they'll see the curry even though now it's above 20 yamasai. That's Rabbi Eloi's halacha. That even though the Mishnah says tam more than 20 is possible, that's only when you don't have anything there to make you look higher. There's no amaltra. But when you have an amaltra, then the halacha is the kaira is allowed to be lamala mechof amma. It could be more than 20 amas. Now this is the kasha. If Rav says that how do the rabbanan know the yisoy dafka 20 amas? Because we're learning it out from the heichol. Now the heichol itself had amaltra on top of the heichol. So the Zoy, why does it say Lamala Mechof is possible? No, it should be kosher even Lamala Mechof. Because the Heichel itself had a Maltrus going on top. And you tell Rabbi Loi says the halacha that anytime you have a Maltrus, it's kosher even higher. So that's the kasha according to Rav. So Drashi, Aloma Omer Rabbi Loi, Hashtar Komastik Lepircha. Now the Gemara explains what the kasha is. The Ashkechon de Mahane Yamaltru. We see halacha that a Maltrus help Aliba the Rav, even according to Rav. The Gemara doesn't explain the question till first it asks the kasha, what's the kasha? Maybe it's only going on the ula, not on the heichel. The Gemara says, no, it goes on the heichel also. And now the Gemara explains the kasha. That what Rabbi Loi said to Alochis, Eshkin's roch podalit, Trashim hoisa kaira roch podalit fochim. If the kaira was wide, dalit fochim, afo pishi dak, even though it's very thin, the yena chazok la kabbala reyach, it can't hold up a brick. Still kshera. I have what is number masnisa and bria kalel kabbala reich. That the Mishnah says later that a kaira has to be strong in order to hold up a brick. That's only kshena rochava dalit. This was not why dalit fochim koma. Another locher, Rabbi Loi says, v'yem yesh lo amaltriya, tarti mili koma rav lakuli, saying two alochas both lakula. This is the kasha now. Why does an amaltriya help? So the Gemara Omer Rabbi Yosef, amaltriya masnisen hi. So what that amaltriya is a masnisen. Trashi hai amaltriya the suya, mishmei the rav, loy rav omra. Like you're saying this din, like yes, mechurus theorin rav, that rav says amaltriya helps. No, it's not rav that says it. It's Tama Brisa that says it. The Tiksha the Rav Adarav, Elamastisinhi. It's not Rav that said this halacha, that when you have a Maltrius coming out on the side of the Pesach, then even though it's more than 20 amas high, it's kosher. Rav never said that halacha. It's only a Brisa that says it. So the Gemara, So what's Sony Brisa? So Gemara say, Man Kitoni Lo. Of Zayin, who said the Brisa is a good Brisa? Who learned this Brisa? Maybe it's a Shibish the Brisa. Omer Abaye nein, v'ochoma brei the rabba baravua ketonilo. Name that the brisa was learned by somebody. It was learned by Choma Brei the Rabba Bahua this brisa. So it's an emistic of brisa. Or Bazoi, it's a kashan rav. This din of the maltri is only a brisa. It's not b'shem rav. It's a brisa. Or b'vetik shel rav. I'll call upon him. It's a kashan rav though. That rav says, how do the Rabbanan know the Yisoy that only 20 Yamas is called the Pesach? You learn it out from the Heichel. Now the Heichel had a Maltrius on top. And still Rav says only until 20 is kosher. More than 20 is possible. And this Brisa says not like that. This Brisa says that even though the Kaira is more than 20 Yamas high, when you have an Amaltrius, Vaisos is still called the Pesach. Vaisos and Amaltrius can give it a shame Pesach. And it's kosher. So this is a Kashan Rav. Omoloch Rav, so Rav answers back, Dala no mehocha. Rav says, take my name out of the picture. Take me out of here. Is the Chura masnisin mila kashin adodi. The Chura, anyway, you have a spirit in the Brisa now. There's a spirit in the Brisa. Because there was a Brisa before that said that what's shot in the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin said a loshin, you learned it out from the Hechel. That the Brisa before said, the Tanya, movi shu gavoye mechof amom, if you have a movi that the entrance is higher than 20 amis, it's higher than the Pesach of the Hechel is Yemayit. This was a Brisa. So this Brisa we have before says klar that what's the Rabbanan's Hezbo while a Malam Echof is possible? Because the Chur, you learn it out from the Hechel. So it's enough in a Brisa that says the Hechel is the Lima that was 20 Yamas high, that's called the Pesach. More than 20 Yamas is not called the Pesach. So this is one Brisa that says the Hechel tells us the Halacha of 20 Yamas. So it's a spirit in the Brises. And here a Brises says that if you have the Kaira more than 20 Yamas high, still it's kosher. Why? Because they're Amaltrus. When you have an Amaltrus kosher, even if it's a Malamichov. So it's a spirit with the two Brises. Why does this Brises say if it's more than 20 is possible? If you learn it out from the Hechel, Fakert. The Hechel also had Amaltrus. And you're telling me when you have an Amaltrus, it's kosher, even if it's higher than 20. So Stamazah is a spirit with the two Brises. So Rav says, what do you want from me? Anyway, there's a spirit with the two Brises. Omoloch Rav, Dala no mihocha, take me out. Masnitsa milo kashin adodi? Isn't there a steer with these two brises? Elo, mayaslach lemeima, what do you have to say? Tanoihi, yasaka machlekes tanoi matei, according to the Rabbonin. How do the Rabbonin know that above 20 is possible? So machlekes tanoim. This brise says you learn out from the Hechel, and that's the way Rav holds. And this brise, the brise holds, you don't learn out from the Hechel. Stamatis svara 20 yamas, we'll see later, you don't see so high up. You can't see more than 20 yamas. That's why it's possible. Then it's good, but when you have an amaltrus, it's kosher, because when you have an amaltrus, since people look at the amaltrus, then they also look up already at the kaira. So Rav says there's a steer in the brises, and it's a machlokes tanoim. Tanoi. So Rav, the dinami tanoi. I'll tell you, according to me, it's also machlokes tanoim. And Echnami, Rav is only saying his esver according to this brisa, that the Rabbonin say, lamala mechof is possible. How do we know something higher than 20 is possible? How Rav at this brisa? Because you learn it out from the Hechel. And then Echnami, if you learn it out from the Hechel, even though you have an amalterus, still it should be possible. This brisa says it's kosher, so machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara name, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Oma, name, that's no good. But loy Rav, without Rav's halacha, if Rav didn't say anything, mas nisa hadodi lekashin. I tell you, there'll be no steer in the brises alone. Without Rav's hezbur, if Rav didn't say clearly that how do the Rabbanan know the story that lamala mechof is possible? Because to learn it out from the Hechel, from this brise alone, I wouldn't say that. Why? I would tell you without Rav. Le Rabbonon, what's the Hezbon, the Rabbonon in the Mishnah? Why do you say if the Kaira is more than 20 Amos high? Is he a Mayit? You have to bring it down as possible. Because Kaira time a Mai, what's the Hezbon? Why did the Rabbonon say? You could be maker with a Kaira, Mishum Hekera. It's not a svara, a hecker. If you have some hecker, something showing you that at the entrance to the movie, you should know this is not a Rishus Rabin. Even though we're going to let you carry inside the movie, people should know it's only here, because here is different. Here is not a Rishus Rabin. And they won't come to carry outside of the Rishus Rabin. So if there's some hecker there, something to look and see the difference, the Rabbanu will make it. So if you put a kaira, that's the hecker. People see something is different now about this mukim inside. It's not a Rishus Rabin. It's mutter. Now, how come the Braisa said the Loshin that if it's more than 20 Yamis, which is more than the Pesach of the Heichel, it's possible? Why did the Braisa say a Loshin of Pesach me Pesach shel Heichel? So tomorrow I'll tell you, Simna Bialmo. It's only a Simna Bialmo. Not the Pshat is the Rabbonim learn out from the Heichel. The Rabbonim holds Tam and Svara that people only look up to 20 Yamis. More than 20 Yamis high, people don't notice it anymore. That's a Svara. So since the reason of a Kur is Heter, because there's a Heker there, people see it. When do you see something? If it's within 20 Yamis. Once it gets higher than 20 Yamis, it's a Svara. People don't look so high up. Why did the Braisa say Mepischa Shalulam? It's only a Simen Bialmo. Everybody knows that Pesach of the Heichel, a Pischa Shalheichel, the Pesach of the Heichel was 20 Yamis high. It's just a Simen. The halacha is, if the Kur is more than 20 Yamis, it's possible. Why? Because then there's no Heker. People don't look up so high. Why did the Braisa say a Heichel, the Pischa Shalheichel? It's a Simen Bialmo. So Mel, there'll be no steers in the braces. If it's a svar and heker, then a malter is a good svar to be matter. When do we say people don't look up? If there's nothing to distract, there's nothing special. But when you have an amalter, so soon when you have beams coming out on the side, that's a new svar that people like to look at those beams. And once you start looking up, you look all the way up already, so that's a svar, that's mutter. Then we say people will recognize the kaira, even though here the kaira is lamala mechav, because people look up at the amalter. So without Rav, there'll be no stevers in the braces. The Rabbanan Taka don't learn out from the Heichel. Either braces says the word Heichel, that's only for Simen Bialma. But according to Rav, it's a stever though. Rav is the one that says no up until now. Rav was Masbir. How do the Rabbanan know the Alocha Lamala Mechof is possible? Because we have a limit, we learn it out from the Heichel. If you learn it out from the Heichel, it's a stevers in the braces then. So there should be a kasha to Rav. So tomorrow, for Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Hanicha Eloi Svirlei Hodarabba. If he doesn't hold like Rabba, Eli Svirlei ha the Rabba. But if he holds like Rabba, that says the Hezbrin Sukkah, what? The Yom Rabba. Ksiv, it says the Posek by Sukkah, Laman Yedu Dereseichem Ki Ba Sukkah Soi Shavti. That Allah, that the Schach, the first Mishnah in Sukkah says that the Schach is Lamala Mechof Amma, the Schach is also Posel. Now, some big machlokes in the Gemara in Sukkah, why Schach Lamala Mechof is Posel? Rabbi says the reason is because the Pasuk says Laman Yedu Dereseichem. You have to know, you have to be able to realize to see Kibasukka Sashafti. So the Schach has to remind you of the Anani Yaakovit. And the same Svara there. The Wat Ad es Rimama Odom Yodeya Shadar Basukka. It's Tama Svara. Why Lamala Mechof is possum? Because people recognize something, calls the man is within 20 Yamas off the ground. Of a Lamala Meyesrimama, once the Schach is more than 20 Yamas high, ain't Odom Yodeya. People don't recognize it, don't see it anymore. Mishum d'lo shalta be'ena, because people don't look so high up. That's the way Rabbah learns the machlokes in the beginning of Sukkah. Why is a schach posel l'mala michov? Because your eyes don't look so high up. So the kasher is now, according to Rab Nachum, Rab Yitzchok, that he wants to say that's the same machlokes here by Movi. Why do the Rabbanan say if the Kairo is higher than 20 Yamas is possible? Not because we're learning like Rav from the Pesach of the Heichel, but it's a Svara that a Kairo is Mishum Heker. People only realize it if it's within 20 Yamas. If it's more than 20 Yamas high, people don't look so high up. That's the Rabbanan Svara. I have Yehuda in the Mishnah says still it's kosher, because of Yehuda's Svara is no. People look higher up even though it's higher than 20 Yamas. Still people look. And that's the same Achleikis in Sukkah. In the Mishnah Sukkah, Rav Yehuda also says, even though the schach is lamala mechav, he holds his kasha there also. Was there fact the Gemara? Alma gavi sukkah nami bekeri pligi. By sukkah, it's the exact same achlekes about heker. How hard do people recognize something? Habazoy pligi betati lomali. Why do we have to have two machlekes in? A machlekes in the Mishnah here in the beginning of Erevin, and a machlekes in the Mishnah in the beginning of Sukkah. The Chur is the exact same svara. There should have been a machlekes one place, and that would be sufficient for both places. It's the exact same svara. Hey, by sukkah, the pasuk has laman yedul erasechem. You have to be able to recognize to see the schach. That's what you have to see. By kaira, this svara is you have to recognize the kaira. In both cases, you have to recognize it. So the machlekes says the rabbanon say only until 20 yamas you recognize something, and the Yehuda says no, you recognize it even though it's higher than 20 yamas. So what do you have that two machlekes in for? As bishloim like rav, it's good. They're two separate machlekes in lagamri. But according to the svara now, it's the exact same machlekes.
And the Gemara, that's not shver. Tzricha, I need both machloikis in. The Yashmin and Gabba Sukkah, if you only have the machloikis by Sukkah, Vahoko Amar Rav Yehuda. There Rav Yehuda says, even though the schach is higher than 20 amas, still it's kosher. You know why? Kivon d'lishiva avida. What do you do inside a Sukkah? You sit there, you eat. When people are sitting enjoying themselves, shoulder v'yena, then no more you look up. So even though it's higher than 20 amas, still you look up, you recognize the schach. Avu movi. Mashen can hear this alleyway when you're walking into the movi. Telehiluch of it. What are you doing in the alleyway? You're walking in there. Or you're going out. Either you're going home, you're going to your house, or else you're coming out from your house into the Rishus Rabbim. It's meant lohiluch, just to walk. So the other svar is, Eima moidu le rabbonin. That maybe Rabbi Yehuda is moidu to the rabbonin. That anything higher than 20 amas, people don't look that high. Leishot v'ayinu. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda will hold an al mishnah if the curve is the malam echof, it should be possible. Kamash Mullah, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, even by a movi, that people are just walking through the entrance, still he holds people look up and notice something, even though it's higher than 20 amas. V'yashmina b'ho. If we don't only have the machloikis here by movi, b'ho ka'ami rabbonin. Here the rabbonin say that if it's lamala mechof, it's possible. Why? Because the svaro, since through a movi, you're just walking through, when you're walking, you don't look up so high. So people don't realize something that's higher than 20 amas. That's why it's possible by movi. Avo b'hach. Mashenkin by Hilchasukkah, aim a moider lel Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the rabbonin will be moider to Rabbi Yehuda, that the schach, even though it's higher than 20 amas, but since you sit inside the sukkah and you enjoy yourself there, you're there a long time, you do look up and you do realize the schach is there. So I would think it's kosher, tzricha. That's why I need the both machloikis in. I need the machloikis by Hilchas Ervin to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the mala mechof, still you recognize it? And I need the machloikis by sukkah to tell me the rabbonim say no. Even though you're sitting inside the sukkah and you could look up at times, but if it's higher than 20 amas, that's a svara, you don't realize that it's there. You're not makayim the pasuk leman yedu derasechem. So it's good why we need both machloikis. So Gemara now, Maya Maltra. Well, if we started out the original Shaila, that Rabbi Eloi said halacha, that namala for koira is lamala mechof, it's possible. But if we have an amaltra there, then it's kosher. What is this amaltra? Maya Maltra. Rav Choma Brei the Rabba Baravu Omar Kini. Kini, Rashi says, Kini, Kagoin, Kine Oifis, nest of birds, bird's nest. Hoyoboltim mitachas ulam. It's underneath the ulam, came out bird nest. Lamala mena pesach. I don't know exactly how you read this, if it's a stira. If it came out mitachas ulam under the ulam, how is it lamala mena pesach on top? Rakopan, it was like bird's nest. Now they have the picture, also picture 5. It's on top of the ulam, they were like pictures of bird nests. They're on top of the ulam. That's one shot. That's called kini. It looked at pictures of bird nests. That's one shot. Kini. Kini. Kiyosi Ravdimi Yoma Amiv Maroven at Israel, they learned Piske di Arza. No, it was pieces of cedar wood. Trashi Piske di Arza, Kulun Social Eras, pieces long beams of cedar wood, Aruchim Tchuvim Bakaisel, that was sticking out of the Kaisel. Viyadi Dinofish Moshe, since it sticks out very far, Urich the day the length of it, Chazalu Inshi, people see it Vikekera. So that's exactly what Rashi means, I'm not sure exactly. But the cedar wood somehow sticks out of the wall, and it goes very, very long. But since it sticks out very, very long, people notice it. That's why a maltri is akosha. So the Gemara, man diyama piska diyaza, the one that says even just cedar woods sticking out of the koisel is enough to be matter, is kol shechen kini. Avada will be maker with kini bird's nest. Because bird's nest is a bigger attraction to look at. So, Madach, he holds that people look at just cedar wood sticking out of the wall, and therefore, once they start looking at it, they look all the way up and they'll see the curry, even though it's higher than 20 amis. Avad the kinim. Kinim, a nest, is something more to look at. Of a man, the yamakini, the one that says amaltria, has to have a picture like a nest, only that's kosher. Avapaski the arzaloi. I'll tell you, paski the arz is no good. Why? Because that's not such an attraction. You don't look just at the cedar wood sticking out. For the Gemara man, the yom piska the arza. But the one that says what's an amaltra, just that you have cedar wood sticking out, that's enough to make eker. My time, what's the hezber? What's the word? Why do people look at cedar wood? If you want to say my time, mishum de nafesh moshe, because it's very long, they're long sticks of wood. And since they're long sticks of wood, that's why people look at it. For the Gemara of Osuka, that's shver. Osuka. We're saying now a schach that's lamala mechof amr is possible.
Why is the schach lemala mechav posel? Because people don't look so high up. The schach itself is moshach tvei. What's the mean if you have a nice long sukkah that the schach goes down 10 feet, 12 feet, 13 feet? It's a long sukkah. Still, if the schach is lemala mechav, still it's posel. Why is it posel? If you tell him now piska diaras, it just means long beams that people look at something very long, so the schach could also be very long. Why is the loch if the schach is lemala mechav, it's posel? Vosukkah the nafish moshke, it's also very long. Hokamri rabbanon deloy, and the rabbanon say that schach is only kosher if it's within 20 amis. If it's lemala mechav, it's posel. And the Gemara El, the pshat is kivon the kochoshiv isle koila. It's not samavot cedar wood is long pieces of wood. It means they're very expensive pieces of wood. It's something special to look at. So when you have nice cedar wood there, therefore people look at it. And once they stop looking at a little bit cedar wood, they start to look up and they realize a curry is on top. That's the way Rashi says the Hezbo. The Rambam says it easier Hezbo, and the Mechaba Vaisa brings down the Rambam. He learns Vais Kriska the Yazda means that Siurim. There were pictures on the Kaira. If you have nice pictures on the Kaira, people like to look at pictures. If so there are pictures there, then people will notice it. Even though it's very high up, but something attracts you, pictures attract you, if there'll be pictures on the Kaira, that will be Mutter, even though it's very high up. That's Pshat from Piska the Yazda. All right. But the Rashi is not mashma that. Rashi is mashma stam. And the Gemara that about it's a chosh of a piece of wood, as the chosh of a piece of cedar wood. So far, people start to look at the cedar wood. Now, once they're looking up already, they'll look up even higher and they'll notice the kaira. And that's the locha. That if you have a kaira, and you have, well, the locha we hold at the Rambam Shita, that if on the kaira there are siurim, there are pictures there, so that will make people look up, and they'll look up even higher than 20, it would be kosher. But without Tsuyurim, a regular Kaira, the Locher is, if it's Lamala Mechav, it's possible. Why? What's the Hezbo? The Maskonar is, because it's only a Svar and Heker. It's a Svar that Rabban instead of Yav a Kaira, now we'll realize this Mokum is not a Rishus Rabin. That's why you're allowed to carry here. So until 20 Yamas, people realize it. More than 20 Yamas high, people don't realize it. So the Moravaita. Mik, what about the Locher? Mik Tzas Kaira Betoich Esrim. You have, let's say, a koira, that's the beam going across on top of the Pesach. Let's say it's a thick koira. It's 4 inches thick. Now, mixus of the koira is within 20 amis, and mixus of it is above 20 amis. In other words, exactly mamish put in the middle. The middle of the beam is punked to 20 amis line. So 2 inches down is in the 20 amis, and 2 inches above is higher than the 20 amis. What's the locha? Mixas kaira, half of the kaira is betoich esrim, is below within the halal, within the span of 20 yamas off the ground. Or mixas kaira lamala miyesrim, and another 2 inches of the same kaira, since it's a 4 inch, a beam, the top 2 inches is above the 20 yamas. What's the locha? And who are in the same shalas by sukkah? Mixas chach betoich esrim. You have 6 chach. A little bit of the schach go down into the sukkah, which is teich esrim. In the sukkah, it means it's within, it's less than 20 yamas off the ground. Or miksa schach, it's 6 schach, yeah, and part of it goes higher, lamala meyesrim. Part of it goes lamala meyesrim. What's the locha? Do you look at the top to say it's posel, or do you look at the bottom to say that it's kosher? That would be the Gemara's teretz, we'll see. Omar Rabba, what do you mean? Omar Rabba, Mavoi kosher. Rabba wants to say by Mavoi atay is kosher. The sukkah posel, but by sukkah it's posel. For the more mention of a Mavoi, the kosher. Why do we say by Mavoi it's kosher? The Amrinan kolish, we say a new svara kolish, as if to say we'd like cut it in half. The top part that's above 20, we like throw away, or else we like push it down, and we only see the bottom part. The Drashi Kolush means Royin Kilo Nitaloi Sayuvi Hayoitzilamale Ote Karadaka. It's like we cut the beam in half, and the top 2 inches that's above 20, like throw it away, it's not here. And you only have the bottom two, that's Toich Chof, that's why it's kosher. That's the story saying why by Movoi it's kosher. For the Gemara Sukkanami Lema Kolush. Sukkah say the same Svara. Look as if the top 2 inches of the Schach throw away. All you have is the bottom 2 inches of the schach, which is in 20 yamas. So why is it possible? And the Gemara name schach is different. By schach is Allah, you have to have more shade than sun. If you're going to take away part of the thickness of the schach, I tell you, we're talking about a kimta, that there'll be too much sun coming in. In other words, you need the top part of the schach to make the shade there, to make rope shade, and a kimta.
For the Gemara Bazoi, Hochinami, the same sorrow should be by Movi. He calshes, if you're going to take this beam and like cut it in half,